to Sheldon Greenberger for sponsoring the supper tonight. Dinner. And we're going to tell you that it's good to do in the Shabbat. The Shekinah can really hit the spot on that one. I'd like to address many different aspects that we find in the parasha. Well, maybe it's only one aspect that went into many aspects that sort of shows us how connected the whole Torah is. Not only how connected the whole Torah is, how connected our tefillah is to the Torah. It's precious. Unbelievable things going on in this week's parasha. The Marshal writes that the reason why we start off come to davening in the morning, and the first thing we say when we come to davening is what? Is because the Gemara tells us in Brachos that the base of the base, that in truth Chazal wanted to be Kaveya, that we should say the Parsha of Moloch twice a day in the Kriya Shema. Because of Tircha de Tzidura, Chazal, they did not do that. Zok, the Mashal, the Tshuva, that's why it's not in Kriya Shema, we don't say the whole Parsha. But the reason why we come to the Kedush every morning and we say Matovo Alecha Yaakov is actually in recognition of this. So that's the question, of course, why is it that it's such an importance to recall the Bracha of Bilam at the end of the original parasha? The truth is that Bnei Yeshua, Achenart, the Bnei Yeshua, merits this point, and he says, why do they want to be conveyed? Because it's really a theme of a mitzvah that's saying in Divrei Kabbalah. In this week's Haftarah, the Haftarah, the Nicha, the Pasuk says, Anu Me'ot Yisi Lucha. My nation, what have I done for you? Omar le'ticha anei bish. He had le'ticha me'eretz Mitzrayim, because I have brought you up from Mitzrayim. Omi beit avodim fi yitzicha, and from the beit avodim I redeemed you. Vo'etzach l'fonet at Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And then the prophet, the Nabi says, Ami, zichor no, remember please. My God, Boloch Melech Moya, what was the Esa of Boloch Melech Moya? Ume Ono Ois like Bilam Ben Boer, and what was Bilam's response to Boloch? Min Hashitim Ad HaGilgol, from Shitim until Gilgol, the Mandat Sitko Yitashem. There's the Bnei Yeshua, Sheikh Amin Zecharno, you have to remember. So just like we have Sheish Chirus that we have every day after the davening, there's another Zechira that a person has to have. A person has to have the Zechira of the might of Bolov in the Eloi Zulam. And the Pasuk says, Min Hashitim Ad HaGilgul. So I'd like to ask three Ha'orot. Okay. So the Yeshua wants to know why we have to remember Bolov. He says it's the mitzvah of Kabbalah. Very nice. So why does Micha want us to remember Bolach? Of all the tchiras that we find, why is this the tchira that Micha is talking about? I'd like to ask another ha'ara. It says an interesting lashon over here. Most times in Tanakh, it talks about Hashem being moitzi, the name is from Mitzrayim. But in this pasuk, the Navi chooses to say, because I have brought you off from the Tanai, I removed you from the train, but I raised you off. Why the change in law? This we cut down. The third thing I'd like to say is, what does this mean, min ha-shitim ad ha-gilgul? From shitim until Gilgul, which already is, Gilgul is already in Eretz Yisrael. What does this mean, min ha-shitim ha-gilgul, my bad sitka ha-shitim? And the Mepharshim will want to explain that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has an eighth zam. The Gemara tells us in Brachot, there's always a time, right? And oops, this time HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get upset with Klal Yisrael the whole time. Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. Whatever the color can, right? There's no zam back at the this time. So the Mepharshim says this is a Gemara thing you should remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have gotten upset with us, but he didn't get upset with us. But the right is Tolan and Diyan. And the truth is, if you think about it, this is very good data. Every day we have it, my time will let the Yaakov. Is the Bnei Shua telling us it's the Bnei Shua to Shua? So what are we remembering? What are we reminding of first? So I'd like to discuss what this is, this place of Shittim. This whole Tarsha started in the parasha of what happened at the end, after Bilbo realizes he can no longer, he can't curse Bnei Yisrael. It's not going to happen. By Yochum Bilbo, by Yerlet, by Yosho, by Mekai, by so what was Shittim? So the Gemara says is a Machlokes. So the Gemara brings a Machlokes to the lesson of Yeshua. If you remember, it's a very similar Machlokes. It's in the legend of Yeshua that Rafidin of the Gemara. Right? One Madonna says Rafidin was the name of the Machai. One Madonna says, Sir Rafu Yidayim and Asayrim. The Gemara over here says that Shittim, I'm sorry guys. How do we confirm that nobody has a camera? Mr. Shem, you too, the cup shop there, sir. They were free. Okay, how about you say? So one man Dharma says that Shittim was the name of the mocker. And if Yeshua says, and it's a Russian statement, Lashon for Shtut, Rashi grabs it over here that it's a Moshav HaMokum. If you look at the Balaturim brings the Gemara, and the Balaturim says that it's a Lashon of Shtut, the Lashon of Sipur, system. Lashon of Sipur. Shittim, Sipur. That's what Hashem, what does it tell me? His sister, Isha, his sister. So I'd like to take the Olam, what is this thing, Shittim? What is Shittim? Look. In the Hakomas HaMishkon, in the Sivui of the Mishkon, the Atiyas HaMishkon, in Vayakel say, Vayak, the Salel Oroin, Aroin HaSei Shittim. And we all know that the crushing, well, after Shittim Oindin. After Shittim Oindin. What are these after Shittim? And what was necessary? Why does it have to be after Shittim? I'm not going to go through every medrash with you, but I'd like to discuss the medrash that we're going to back and bring to Parshas Truma. Zot the Ben Abatai. Now there are measures after Shittim Oindin, Kamarune Arozumim. There are many different types of cedars. Because Yisrael chatu b'shitin. Because the name Yisrael will chayte b'shitin. Remember the chayte b'shitin? Parashat Balak. The nisrafu b'shitin, but they were healed in shitin. Chatu b'shitin shedem abayeshin Yisrael b'shitin v'yochel ha'am. Under a parashat, what happened? It was a yeshiva. Sorry, I'm sure the only one that didn't go through that. What happened? We went to shitin, and what happened? What happened was, Ayesh Yisrael Bashita Nayohalom Lizlek was B'nai Tumayov. They went after the B'nai Tumayov. After Krenalom was in Tilayayim. And they went there with Rabbi Tuzara and Ayyotalom and Yishtak Lilayayim. And it was a gewaltig, a terrible. Rajesh was Hina and the Tumayim was in Tayar Tumchus and Allah Benar Rasayim. They offered to have Edmik Yachroim of Tiyoda, and they offered out Ayesh Yisrael, and Lakubo, and Yitra, and Shneyem, the Mayim was Fuzzy and Zimri. And Pinchas goes, it is by you, you are made by my Gepha. How many people died by my Gepha? I was born the Esther Olive. 24,000 people died in this my Gepha. The voice I hold on to you. My Yeshiv is called by Shittim, my Yochel, my Om is the Keshet Shittim. Lachu for Shittim. Shenema, by you, you are made by my Gepha. Lukah, Rotsa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shittim, by Mishkel, by Asher Shittim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be a kapara for after Shittim. The lakach tzivu lahavi Shittim. Haloi hu do'amar ki ala alucha lach umi makoi sayich erpo eichin um Hashem. From your makah, from the thing you're hiding it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings kapara. Uchsiv rosa mitzvansum. Haloi do'amar hu Shittim. Shittim, the after Shittim in the Mishkan, obviously the Elohim is going to ask a question, which is an obvious question in Poshim Pshat. But very historically it makes no sense. In chronology it doesn't make any sense. Because the chet of that happened over here in Shittim is way later than the chet than the mice of the Mishkan. Of Abad, we all know that the Elohim is not Shittim, and we all know the Rambam says, what's the, why does Shittim come before Kedushin? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is buried the refuah before the Matah. Well, over here also, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the refuah, that the refuah of Shittim will be before the Matah. Well, we got the Rambam, right? The sheet is before the matter of the chet and sheet. Not only that, Rabbi, but the Balaturin in Parashas Truma, the Balaturin tells us that it says after sheetin 24 times in the beginning of Mishnah. You know, it says 26 times, there's 2 times in Parashas Truma, but it kept, there's 24 times in between Truma, Vayakas, Kudim, or Sheikh after sheetin. 24 Shaitan Balaturim with Kinevia, the 24,000 masons, the Kapora, the 24,000 people that died in Shittim, in this Magad. That's the question, what do the two things have to do? What is this after Shittim? What do we after Shittim? What is this? What does this have to do with the Avera that was done in Shittim? Rabbi Shai, everybody knows, I spoke about the Lashon over here. Shittim is the Lashon place. What exactly is the Lashon of Chayta? And what exactly, why, what is the ticket of the Chayta? We're learning this, we're learning about Chayta, the Sugis of Chayta, about Chayta, the Gemara of Chayta. So I'd like to discuss what the idea and the Hashkah of the Chayta is. We can understand a little bit what the word Shaitan means. Now if you think about it, what is the word Shaitan? I mean, it's the same church, it's the same thing. It's the Shaitan, the Shaitan, the Russian Shaitan. Shaitan. By the way, we have it over here in Parashat Molach 2, where we have Bilam in Sodom and Adera. The Gemara is not the Menadera. What is the idea of a Shaitan? I'd like to explain. A Shaitan doesn't mean someone who doesn't have doubt. A Shaitan is someone who doesn't have doubt, but the word Shaitan does not mean that. What does the word Shaitan mean? Does anybody know? What? I can't hear. Not really. You know, I'll give you a motion. Shaitan. That Shlomo HaMelech was chacham mikol adam. State in Rashi, afilu min hashoytim.
strange, actually, what the Shabbat food is. I once heard from a very small person. Normal people have normal reactions to this. You could predict what a regular person that deals somewhat logically is going to do. But a shaita is off. It's off. You never know which way he's going to go. I'll just say, Shlomo Rashi coming, Shlomo Melech, what's talking even from the shaita? What is a hadas that doesn't have three leaves called? Three leaves around one corner, what's it called? It has two in one, like this. So the hadas shaita. It's not symmetrical. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's mixed up. It's messed up. It's not. It doesn't. Now, the shaita package is a different person. I can hardly get that. But the word shaita means deviant. To deviate, to be stuck on an abdera. Right? That's a shaita. That's a shaita. There's a lot of things over there in what was the shaita? Did you want to understand? Why do we give a shaita to drink? Why do we come from the offer? The offer of the Mokka and Amikdash. Says the Gemara, because if she taka is chayta, what happens? She taks over offer. She goes back to the offer. But if she's not, she should have children, I do the Avramo. Shenema blei malayki, offer the Eitas. No, we get then, says Avramo. What's the play on words of offer and offer? And I want to ask you another thing. Oh, Adam, you saw it all in the air, up, So what's the Gemara that you're doing? I'm saying that because the Gemara says tax the law offer. What does it mean that the site says tax the law offer? She died. Tax the law offer. Rabbi say, what a site is, and the truth is, about every physical specimen in this room right now, as a Ruachai, is the challenge and the essence of what life is about. Rabbi said, Adam was made of Ofer min Adam, and the Eishi gave us a Yisvaldik Ruach Elohim. He blew into us in the Shabbat Chodesh that a person can take that offer and he could be the most spiritual he could be. You currently think he could be higher than God. He could be higher than the highest. Closest to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. He can take that physicality and make it the most spiritual being. And in essence, if you look at the beginning of the Mitzvah Shem, that's really the challenge of life. The challenge of life is my physicality going to be brought up by my neshama? Or is my physicality going to draw my neshama down? That is the challenge. What is a Saita? A Saita is someone who went after Teva Tzvi. And a Saita is someone who, have you said, or a Teva Tzvi, physicality is brought about. Adam, you say that he has a Saita, but the Yomali can give in. The person doesn't take the offer he has and make himself into a Karpa, or a Baruch Hu. If a person doesn't take himself into someone who learns that Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's not just mitzvah, who becomes closer to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara to give in. A person is the same offer he takes. If I can't, he's worse. He's worse than the behemoth, because the behemoth didn't have the opportunity. That's what the prophet is telling us. If she's managed like a child. And then he offers David money. I probably could have said, I'm nothing. My physicality is nothing. I'm powerful. But if she's like that, she's not guilty. She has the offer. She the offer what happened. That Adam is Tzayda in the offer. Bilam says, Mi mono afar Yaakov.
how can I count the offer of Yaakov? What's meant as the offer of Yaakov? The offer of Yaakov, where Yaakov can bring his offer up to be Zohar, to be greater than Zohar. That is what Klal Yisrael is about. A soita is a chat. I just thought it's an interesting thought. It could be shitin or it could be sitin. Shitin shma, sitin of a lot of different places. It depends where you put the dadash. You put the dadash on the right side, the sheet. You put the dadash on the left side, it's not a political statement. You put it on the left side, are you going to put this, are we going to put our emphasis on everything physical in this world? Or are we going to realize that there's something more? That is the situation. Now, Boisai, now you really have to hold up your feet. So, Arachayim HaKadosh asks the question, what's the emphasis that has to do with the Mokam Hashem? What is the Mokam Hashem? Says Arachayim HaKadosh HaZoy. Torah Ladat, I'm reading the words inside. Mat Soyret Bohidoat Maimazet. The Razal Heirubozeva Omru Kilohidia Kobo. He says, people is Nut. The reason why they were Nishal and Nut is because they were in Shittim. What in Shittim? Lepishahamokoin Meitivoin Lohiret Teva Hataiva Habahamut. That Mokam of Shittim, by nature, brought out the taiva of the physical, the animal instinct of Nut in Khan's. The Nira of the Spanish. Shakos of Yeh Tibet has Nut Shahit and Kishayot or Am. That's what I'm not looking at what I'm going to do. But I want to go by the Rechaim HaKadosh omits a Medrash. And the Medrash really is quoted by the Shach al HaTorah. That's what he confused with the Shach, which was Benorah, but the Shach al HaTorah was from the early Achronim, who spoke on a very, very Kabbalistic level, actually. But I want to tell you what he says about Akashitim. The Akashitim, Lomo Akashitim, Kisheva Mine Arozenheim, there are seven types of Arozen. Shenema, Esen v'mitva erez shita, v'hada, v'eit shemen v'roish titzor v'tash. V'lama shitin marashot. V'lama shitin, elo elu shitin ha-yugideva b'nachal ha-shitin. They grew in the nachal of shitin. V'hamayim shel zeh ha-nachal ho-yu marlidin z'not. The waters of this, waters of shitin, were marlidin z'not. The huha, in the words, there were no copepods in the water. It was well as nut. The huha yamashka was stained. Wow. This is the water that is in front. This nachal shittim goes all the way back to the zayin. See some people there that are breaking up the shrine and the connection. See what the connections are. Lazeho yishtufim bezima. That's why they were shtufim bezima. Sha'ama ayeh ha'anashim ha'tziyam eleinu in Tzidayim. Right? And it's Gabbachanit. Where are they? Ha'tziyam eleinu. Where are the Anashim that came? Ha'tziyam eleinu. Kriyati Malachim. They said to life. V'nei da'aita. V'ozir HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'yakshay. V'ozir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to dry off that night. Sh'nema ha'umayim beit ha'shem yetzay. Yitishku ha'snaka la'shitim. Ten pirish b'tarukum. V'abaita. But where did the actors do? That's why it's after Shittim in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. Rabbi Zay, who planted the after Shittim? Who planted the after Shittim and brought them down to Mitzrayim is Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu may write, he brought the Tzofa Shehotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tzavah Shlevar of Lassus Mishkan. To make a Mishkan. And in that Mishkan is going to be Alfar. And that offer is going to be a different type of offer, a different type of Mayim. You know what kind of Mayim you have in the Beit HaMikdash? You know what kind of offer you have in the Beit HaMikdash? In the Mishkan. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'it also tells us that what the special offer that was in the Mishkan, that the offer Tachas HaMizbeach was the same offer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that man was made from, was created from. That a person's offer should be Shayach to Kapor. It's a different place, Shittim. And the Kapor of the Shittim. In the Mishkan of the Beit HaMikdash.
is that offering.
But Okron me Nachal Hashitim, he was oiked and he uprooted them from Nachal Hashitim, the Nitan the Mitzrayim, and carried them to Mitzrayim, the people of Bonach Shiyat Shiyat, and told them to take it. He wrote to Shehiya Mishkon me Eimu, the Moy me Arozum Acherim, to say, Lahatish Koycho Shal Dehana, that the Klal Yisrael should have a weakening, an agent to weaken the power of the Mokar Yishim. Forum with Forum. After Shittim took it. The Mokayim of Shittim. This Mokayim of Shittim. Yachad. Rabbeita. Why Yachad? Rabbeita, do you know who Dolomo is? Do you know who Dolomo is? The Rishon of Dolomo?
Stating Paragmenis, the Shudder, Levat, Lovon, Aramu, who Bilam, the Bold and the Floyd, Yat Amabes, so Lovon, Lufike, Shlacher, and Hakur, Lovon, the Bilam, the counterbalance, the Lovon, Yakov Avinu. Yakov Avinu saw that it was going to be a Bilam who was going to have an Aesop. And what was his Aesop? That in Shittim, when the Yisrael were going to go after the B'nai Tzmayot, and Rabbi said, where do the B'nai Tzmayot come from? The B'nai Tzmayot come from what city? Sidon. And what waters were in Shittim? The waters of Sidon. Light has, for the daughters, that Mokoy. Comes out Moloch, Moloch, the Melech of Moloch. And what happens? The Esau of Bilam is go, the master of your daughter's Moloch. To challenge the name of Joe, Shmira Tabrit. And they drink from the water. And 24,000 people died. The kapora of that is after Shittim. Rabbi said, Agdav, Shteitas of Yakiva, is a tikkun on kol on them. But the Akiva, how many Talmidim that were killed? 24,000. I've heard from Rabbi Kabbalah. 24,000. Rabbi said, do you know where the Akashitim came from? The Akashitim didn't only come from Shittim, they came from the Eshel of Avraham. Avram was the counterbalance to Sidon. Avram was the first to be Nima, the Brit, the Shmira Tabrit, the Shmira of not falling to the Yetzer, of not allowing our hospitality to bring us down, of not being a Shaitan. Ein of the Chaita, Ein of the Chaita, by Ruach Shtut. And then you had another Shaitan, what is the Shtut? What is the word Shtut? The word should is Gotham Mother. Without the Nun in the back, the Shud. It's death as Gotham. That is Shud. We don't realize that it's Gotham and Mother, so it's a Shud. We're foolish, we're blinded. Our head is blind us. Our eye is blind us. That was Bilam's hate. Bilam paid the Lord, give them to drink from that water, the waters of Sheep. Rashi, as I'll tell us, Yim Mona Afar Yaakov does not stand offer. Not stand the offer that we could bring our offer and make it more than that. But as I'll tell us, Yim Mona Afar Yaakov was the mitzvah that they throw do with offer. And one of the mitzvahs we do with offer is we take the arla of the Brit Mila and we bury it. I grow it in the grave. The boy says,
states by Yitzchak Reim Akiyodas Pinchas went and he was Kairi Kriyashma. He was Kairi Kriyashma. By Yitzchak Reim Akiyodas. How many words are there in Kriyashma? Leish Mem Ches 248. By Yitzchak Reim Akiyodas. In Dagen Yonis Mishteish. That he was Kairi Kriyashma. With the Kabbalah Tala of the Shemayim. If a person sees the Eight Sahara, the Eight Sahara is ready to hold him, what does the Gemara tell us? Moshcheyum Beit Medrash. Be Kairi Kriyashma. In the Kabbalah Mal of the Shemayim, realize where the Dogish has to be. Zayish can choice us, Zayish can choice us. Put the emphasis on the right thing. Ein adam choyte on kenichn to a ruach shlus. Yimona afar yakrit. I'd like to share with you a couple of more words that the Rechaim HaKadosh says. Rechaim HaKadosh says, it wasn't just the word. It wasn't just the word. These are frightening words, I heard. Frightening words, but a head drop. He says, why is it that the name Yisrael itself and he says like this, Kiddush, the Makam Shahadim Mitzayim Boy, why does it say Vayesh Yisrael Tashitim? Kiddush, the Makam Shahadim Mitzayim Boy, Chutz Lemachaneh. They went and they traveled outside of where they should have gone. The Shitim who Russian Tiyulim. How do you like that? Shitim is a Russian of taking a Tiyulim. Extreme care. With the riot. Siderek Oimrai, Shatu Ha'am. Where did they say Shatu Ha'am? By the mud. Where to get the mud? Shatu Ha'am. The Zelda Shoyin, and ain't shy with Rashi says, hello, Russian Tiyulim. The reason is because we went out of the Machane Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael were looking to go away and to be free and not to have the austerity and the pressure of being amongst other Yidden. They went to be Messiah, to go away. And then they got caught. Person needs a Gevaldik Shmira, the Meister Rekhan says an unbelievable thing. The Medrash tells us, what was the Bnei Tzmoyev? The Bnei Tzmoyev went to sell Big Day Tishri. Unbelievable thing. What's that, Big Day Tishri? The Meister Rekhan says, an unbelievable thing. He says like this. The Yaakov Ruveni says that if a person doesn't want to have an Ayin Hara, we're Ayin Bank that you need a red ribbon, a right to bend. Say the Yaakov Ruveni, you wear white Tishri. It would be the Tishkan, I'm Harazachan. So why all of a sudden were they going to buy by Big Day Tishkan? They were going to buy Big Day Tishkan because they were leaving the Anani HaKavit. They were going to be retired. So since they were leaving the Anani HaKavit, until now, they were hidden. They were in the Anani HaKavit, they had a possession. Now they had a way of Big Day Tishkan. They had to go buy Big Day Tishkan. That's how they felt it in the Nice Moyen. Not the Nice Rakesh, you know why? Because what is beggars in the Torah mean? Seven. The Iker Beggar in the Teres Semer. So it takes the Iker Beggar of Sisters or the Beggar of Semer and Sisters. Stop there, the Big Kiddush. I don't want to get to it, but go after the Big Kiddush. Stop there, they will be the Tishkan, the Nipa Sisters. The Nipa Sisters are only Shad Big Shri. They're not a Shmu that helps with it. As I don't have to mention it yet. Moshteta is a person who goes and he's retired. A person goes and he's mitzayim. He has to know where he's going. He has to know who he's going with. He has to know what his end goal is. And he has to have a shmir. He has to have his tzitzis with him. He has to have his mishael of his amedish with him. He has to have his kriyishma with him. He has to have his atishitim with him. And Yisrael, when they went to the Mishkan, Yaakov Avinu went and took the Eshel Avram and brought it down to the Mitzrayim so that the Bnei Yisrael would be able to withstand that only 24,000 would be killed. They'd be able to withstand the challenges of Shittim. The challenges of this time. The challenges of that Yetzer Hara that reminds us
that shtus that he puts in. So I'd like to say that it could be the bracha
that the Gemara Sanhedrin of Kufay says is the only bracha that's still required. All the other brachas that Bilam gave were chayz in the chlala, except for the bracha on my table and Levi Yaakov Mishnah Sefer Nitzroch. Except for the bracha of coming into the Smedrish, the Moshe of the Smedrish, the bracha of Bnei Yisrael, as the antidote to that day Sahara. That is a gevaldike chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael. The whole time in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael, they weren't mal themselves, but there was no luck for them. Until they came to what city? When were they mal themselves? Rabbi said, Yeshua was mal them. Gilgal! Umeh ono oifei bilam ben ba'er, min ha-shitim ha-gilgal l'man daf tzitzoi Hashem, the Eishin gave us a way to transcend the nature and food, we're going to have a bris milah. And I want to tell you something. That was a gevaldik that the Eibishter gives us. But what's the Eitzah Barati Tzayr Tzayr? In our Shittim and our Gimbal. From the Mokhan of Shittim, he gave us Shittim. And our Gimbal, we're going to have the milah. I want you to know, it says it's a good popular song, it's going to be the little tindler. It's going to be Mashiach, right? The simplicity of the text is going to be Shmir Sabrit. It's going to be when the average man calls you something, is going to close his eyes when he's not supposed to look. He's going to look away. And when he's going to realize, when he's going to realize the Bakhtusha, the Bakhtusha, you know, the Chazal tell us, the mokin that's most chadish. Let me ask you a question. I'm digressing for a moment. We went back to Shulman. I want to go back to Parshas Vayera. How come a man was not allowed to be with his wife in the table? What's the difference? Could the Chazal tell us at the start for the Bria? The person shouldn't have our mom. And it's something that a person can't get because this is the Howard Stern generation. I hate to sound so down to earth. That trust the generation. I could be further down to earth, but I'm not going. The XM radio generation. You want to know why? Because when the Eishes brought the Mabel, what was he doing? He was in an act of destroying the world. And when a person is with his wife, he's in the stance of a blameless owner. Creating the world. Did you think of anything more kaddish, more great, the creator of the world? You are embodying the creator of the world. He's doing creation. When the Eishes is destroying the world, you can't be created. That's the mokrin, that the lowness of this world creates out of the most lover kodesh, this kodesh, this kala akbar, dusha, shmiras habrit, is the lowest thing in this world. That's what the Eitz HaHara does, what's the list of shuv to this world. Now, by the way, in this process, it comes to teach us one thing. Bilam wants that we should live low. Bilam wants to bring us down. You know why Bilam can talk to an offering? Because Bilam is an offering. Bilam is worse than an offering. But then, the offering was killed. Rashi tells us only because it shouldn't be such an embarrassment for a human being. Because a man has responsibility to bring his offering and bring it up, and an animal is an animal. Bilam wants that we should be low. Bilam wants that we should fall. Bilam wants, that's the eighth of Bilam. Ma ena ana loy fe Bilam ben ba'er. state in talk with Tihe Ali Sikho Neyaret Mitzrayim in the Beit Avon. Hashem didn't just take us out of Mitzrayim. He elevated us. That's what this book that says Tihe Ali Sikho. A Yid has to know that when we were made into Jews, we were made into an elevated people. A lofty people, a spiritual people. A people that had a shaykhah to Kedusha, to Torah, to living a better life, an elevated life. And through the millennia, the Jewish people have never learned. Maybe we will learn one day that they have nothing to offer us. The only thing, and our only response, is that apeshikim. The apeshikim, which is the Aron HaKodesh, and the apeshikim claimed it. You know why the apeshikim act as stands? What's a shaitan? A shaitan is what? Something off. Not in the right direction. What was a shaitan? Going in the wrong direction. A body taking on the shaman down. It's not on the shaman bringing a body up. The apeshikim are the derech to be lost from the way they grew. Apeshikim claimed it. But that is the antidote to the Eighth of Horus. We have everything in place. We realize where we're supposed to be going. We realize that the greatest thing we could be doing is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is learning His Torah, elevating ourselves above Hashem HaRitzucha, the Eretz Mitzrayim, and Beit Avon and Pidi Sicha. I'm just tasting the words for a second. Pidi Sicha, a lotion of pigeon. What is pigeon? Hektish, you can be part of Hektish, I'm talking Hektish. It's a chayv, it's a Hektish. You can find it, cool, it's a different thing. Because you see there's a chayv, a nine ring. It's a different thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us and gave us the ability and the facility and the affinity to bring ourselves above in the shrine of this world. Bilam was the same level. Bilam wanted Bilam wanted to be Hiker as HaKadosh. Yaakov Avinu foresaw that. Avram Avinu foresaw that. Of the Atishitim. The Atishitim that we have in the Mishkan. Rabbi said, we don't have a Mishkan. We don't have a Mikdash. And we have that Eitz Chaim of the Torah. We have it within the Aron HaKodesh. If I could grab a hold of this, Eitz Chaim Zim HaMachazitim Boch, the life that carried us through the millennium, the life that will bring us to the Atishitim, Oindim, the Mikdash, Shomayla, the Mikdash Shomesh, and Herbinim.